It is the latest What's Next. We're going to do a little bit of tidying up from previous ones and also a little bit of real world tidying up. It's Neil Atkinson with Paul Cope and Rory Smith. And the thing I want to sort of start with, Paul, is the stories on the day in which we're recording this around the idea of the football clubs in the Premier League not having to pay money back to Sky, a rebate back to Sky, that Sky have asked, are happy to defer that payment until the 2021-2022 season. And this is something which I don't know, I think tells you a lot about football as is now, in that Sky have decided that this is a gesture they can make, but that it's also in their interests. They want the Premier League to be able to spend money in whatever the transfer window is next. They want new players introduced into the Premier League. They want to be able to change the product. And in lots of ways, this is almost strangely, you know, on a European-wide scale, anti-competitive. But then the flip side of that is, as Rory said a few weeks back, well, if you're in the Belgian League or the French League, well, you want the Premier League to be able to spend your money as well. So it's in their interest. And I just think, like, as one little thing, one little gesture, one little move, it doesn't have to tell us a lot about why the game has ended up where it is and how people are responding to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think one of the most interesting things about these chats in particular, we've been, when you think back to how long we've been talking about all this now and how many hours we've been talking for, is how many things we've sort of uncovered along the way. And even when Rory joined and gave us that information about how much money goes into Europe from the Premier League that I'd never, ever contemplated before. And you've almost started to see more and more and figure out more and more of what's going on behind the scenes and who's got interests where. And this one, I mean, it didn't take a rocket scientist in the past to know that how big an influence the TV has got. So this is a really interesting one because, as you say, it's all about that novelty factor. We need you to be able to bring in more players. I was thinking about that the other day, that imagine if we had a summer where no one really bought anyone. Yep. And I know, like, even sensible football fans, or people like us who like to think we're sensible, I'm not sure sensible football fans is a thing, but even for us, I think there'd be an element of, it's a bit boring this then, isn't it? Like, so what are we doing again? We're just doing last season again with players a year older. And I think for, you know, maybe for clubs, thinking about this on the spot, think for clubs like us with a manager like Klopp, who very much is an advocate of just leave me the same players, I'll make them well better every year and we'll get better. I think we'd still be okay because we've got enough lads in our squad who missed a chunk of last season, or the likes of Minamino, who we haven't really seen yet, who could develop. I think for lots of other squads, without that ability to go and buy new players and have that novelty going into the new season, it could all just be a little bit soul-destroying. And what is the point in this? What are we trying to achieve?